Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, July. Sorry. Welcome to the Sunday, June 26, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. I love the way he screams. A work of art, I don't know. That's hard to do. At least it's nothing no skill I've attained. Sisters and brothers, the kind of love that Prince speaks of. Maybe not in that song. Maybe that wasn't the best lead-in to this message, because that's pure passion of a... What's that word I'm looking for? Physical kind? In any case, the kind of love Prince speaks of with his whole being, his whole life's work, is the love that embraces life, is the love we've been stripped of, the love we need. I believe that both Alice Miller and Prince sees the solution for the cold despair everywhere. The freezing of hearts, the centuries of killing, which is the direct consequence of this system based on alienation, loss of our true selves, and separation from our brothers and sisters. And when are we going to start hearing that spoken of? When I played right before this show started a discussion that was entitled The People's Summit, and not so much from my perspective, because this particular person believes that we are not supposed to be on the market. I mean, that's sort of basic. We got to start there, truly. It's these people, this earth called our bodies that has to be saved, and then we will save all other aspects of the earth easily, because it's what our bodies want to do, and it's being kept from what our bodies want to do that is the problem. I believe both Alice Miller and Prince see the solution in rediscovering our suppressed feelings, that, you know, we're all being sort of, you know, tightly held back from what our bodies want to do. Listening to our bodies is the solution. Getting to know them again, a common exploration and analysis with our sisters and brothers of the abuse of omnipresent coercion, which is the class system. They knew that you can't fight for what you don't love, and you can't love what you don't know. But the loss of the model of Prince is more to us than even this. They took his body away from us so we would not have its evidence, so we would not see its swollenness or the stiffening caused by electrical paralysis. They took his body away from us to steal yet more from him. Information they hope it will give of how to perfect, quote unquote, their weapons, to redesign them such we would not be able to survive their torture of us. Prince's body was our evidence of his murder by EMF weapons. What has become of it? Either his body wasn't present at his own funeral. The internet, when I consulted it, barfed up the news that, quote unquote, that two days after his death, there was a funeral with only 20 people at it. All family members, it said, only 20 allowed to attend. So either his body wasn't in attendance, or so much of it had been removed or was swollen that they were determined to keep us from seeing it. Those who can demand and be granted access to the police photographs must represent for the rest of us. Examine them and publicize what you see. And find out from the police what was done with or to his body, as well as the answers to the earlier questions we raised during our June 19th, last week's show. Because one thing's for certain, baby, the power guys want to know how he survived their torturing so long. These guys are ghouls for dissection, for taking things apart, for destruction, all in the name of science. Miklos Neasley didn't school us for nothing. They want everything his body could possibly tell them about how he survived their assault with EMF weapon. They see us as subjects, our bodies just for using up. The disobedient, theirs to dispose of. And I have to say this. I am very concerned about friends of his who share his love for freedom. You know the sort of person I mean, you know. The sort who knows they're hot shit because they are. And particularly if you're of color, just because of the image of supremacy they're trying to promote, but you don't have to be. So friends of his who share his love of freedom and have means, they're very afraid of that. If any who fit that description are not already targeted with EMF, they one day will be. So we have to end this. We need to be free of this disgusting hidden practice of killing and torturing secretly. I've been struggling with this question because it's important that we get that strategically, whether individually or as a collective, we're better off with openness. In a recent show, the May 8 and 15, 2016 shows, we asked what was the precipitating event that led to the decision to kill Prince after they'd been torturing him for decades. And it could well be that the precipitant was his recognition that someone he knew and cared about was about to be targeted, and he wanted to warn them. So what could you do if you were that person? What I'm saying is that in silence, there is no safety. If we want to be big of spirit, and we want this for our children and our fellows, we will have to fight for it. Freedom is not an abstract concept. Grab a tiger by the tail and she'll show you. So we have only one true option if soul death is not acceptable. And that is to call for an end to the coerced work system, to say we need a global discussion and that a global pause for a day is the way to do it. You will be called irresponsible. The truth is the opposite. And it's truth we want to walk with. I do not want to lose another artist. They represent for heart, for communion, for love. Since class begun, an ignoble and utterly indefensible system of rationalized abuse, the would-be gods have destroyed those who point to our inherent freedom, while we the people have nonetheless never stemmed our determination to achieve it. And in this moment, and there will be none more propitious, we can, and so we must, finally, take her song of freedom to the global arena. For the alternative is death to our humanness. You do see what the objective is, to turn every single one of us into puppets, manipulable beings, predictable beings, such that if we can't be controlled by the economy, we will be made obedient or eliminated by means of hidden weapons to get rid of the recalcitrant at no cost of our protest to them. They kept Prince hanging in their strings for his entire working life, for what must have seemed an eternity. never able to speak. For the power-fed media would ensure he would never be believed, just hurt again with false accusations and appellations. But I suspect he'd form the determination to expose what they've been doing to him, or to do just what I suggested and call for an end to the coerced work system. Which means that our actions now not only return to him and ourselves our truth, our true greatness, but strip from them their intended ace in the hole of EMF weapons.